Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. Your host, Nick, will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And here is your host, Nick Humphries.
Medium Show. I am Nick Humphries. I am your host for this hour special, live from Mumbai. Why is it an hour? Because it's actually 2:38 here in the morning, so I've had to wake up to do this show. I tell you what a fantastic place it really is. It's got this energy to it. From the moment I landed, the first thing that I noticed was the heat. It's winter here, but yet, I mean, it's not overpowering, but there's certainly a kick to it. It's great. Mumbai, or Bombay as it was known, is a very, very busy place. If you've looked on my Facebook page, you'll have seen some of the pictures that I've put on there. But, you know, I'm in my hotel room at the moment, and if I was to look out of my window now, you know, I've got a beautiful skyline view of Mumbai. And there's a difference here. There's this, obviously you've got the culture, but it's like I see it as freedom. Everybody seems to be very happy in what they do or where they are in their life, and I have to say they are a very, very kind and gentle. They are very kind and gentle. So I'm here in Mumbai, and I travel on Thursday to Guwahati, and I have met some of the most amazing people in such a short space of time. I landed actually my flight was due to land at 12:30 on Sunday morning, but it landed 20 minutes early. But due to the baggage taking its time, I didn't get out there until 2 o'clock in the morning. By the time I got to the hotel, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. And then I got to the hotel room and I kind of slept. I didn't really, but I kind of slept. And at about 3 o'clock, I met my lovely friend, Shimla Sharma. And he was talking to me about this workshop that he'd like me to give, or a talk, to friends of his about what I do, and also just give an example of what I do. And you cannot, or I cannot express how much of an honour it is to have been asked to do that as well. And I had, I think when we first spoke about it, he said there'd only be about 2 or 3 people. And then on the day, he said there'd probably be about 10 or 15. But actually, when everybody arrived, there was over 22 people. And they were all so, so lovely. Very open-minded. Some are part of what is, I think it's called Cryon, which is where they channel from spirit to talk. So therefore, I was talking to them about trance mediumship. And I gave a demonstration of the trance mediumship. In fact, I got one person up to, not to do trance, but I got one person up to connect to spirit and pass on a message so they could understand what it feels like. I also got them to realize that spirit is a physical force as well, a physical energy. But it's, I still can't get over the fact that I'm here. And to make it even better, I've been asked to come back. So I've got meetings tomorrow to be with talks about me coming back over, which would be the end of this year. But we went out yesterday and to visit some of Shimla's friends. And we jumped in a taxi, and we went across town, and that's where, you know, my eyes were really wide open, because, and this is nothing against them. It's actually quite comical, because I actually made Shimla laugh as well. That I don't think the cars over here, excuse me, have indicators, and they don't use them. Excuse me, I have a bit of a bad throat, so you have to excuse me. I was in the taxi. Oh, I can't get rid of this frog in my throat. Excuse me. So we were travelling along, and the normal thing to do, instead of indicating, is to honk your horn. And it doesn't matter. You sort of make your move and honk your horn after, and then honk your horn once you've done it. So it was an amazing experience. And then obviously there was the people on their bikes. Some had helmets, some didn't. It looked like the normal thing to do. If you had two people on a bike, the person driving the bike or in control of the bike was the one with the helmet. And I made Shimlo laugh again yesterday, because I was taking photographs as we were travelling along, and I sort of let out a huge gasp because a bike went past with a couple on it, and in the lady's arms on the back was a baby, and it was disbelief, but it's the norm, you know, and we can't. There's no judgment. It was just a disbelief that this happens, but it is the norm. But I've got to say, Mumbai is a fantastic place. It's a 24-hour place, really. It's a place that doesn't stop. It's very dusty, and the pollution here is quite high. But you sort of get over that, because what you're doing is you're looking at the colours, you're looking at the people, you're looking at the life, you're looking at the world around you, and yeah, I when we were walking down the street, and Shimnoi actually made me cross the road. I was a bit scared, so I had to remember my green cross code, but double quick time. So, but you know, people were looking at me, but you know, it wasn't horrible. It was people sort of either nodded at me or smiled, or you know, it just carried on. And but I think I've fallen in love with this place. I really have. It's a whole different world. What I will say to you guys, if you ever think about coming to India, please do. Okay. If you ever feel like, if you do go to India, obviously you need to take your malaria tablets. Be warned. They do mess up your system. I am going through the most awful things at the moment with these malaria tablets. And I didn't realise I was going through them until I actually read the info inside the box. Because I have developed this cough. And I thought, okay, it's the pollution. But before I left, my dad was ill. So I thought, oh, maybe I've picked up something my dad had. So it's a bit of pollution, I think. And then I sort of read the instructions on these malaria tablets. And it says, you know, symptoms or, you know, stuff that you might get from these. And one of them is cough. So, and there's lots of things in here. So, you know, when you hear people talk about Delhi belly, I don't believe it's not necessarily all about the food. I think it's about the malaria tablets, because they are really bad. Sleep. I've had probably about 5 hours sleep since I've been here. Because of these malaria tablets, it's like I fell asleep at probably about 11 o'clock this evening. I sort of, I didn't have to set an alarm, because my brain was in gear and I just woke up. It's an amazing place. Unfortunately, we have to go through these things to do it. So I have to say, it's, as I said before, it's an honour, an absolute honour, a pleasure to be here. And you have to, on my list of things that we're going to be doing, there's a place down on the coast at the peninsula, which is called the Elephant Cave, we're going to go there and see some stuff. But Mumbai is not, there's not much in Mumbai in the way of spiritual stuff. Apparently, from what everybody was talking to me about on Sunday, because they were laughing, they said, go and see the British buildings. And I said, I don't want to see the British buildings, because you know, I see British buildings every day. So they were laughing. I said, but Mumbai is very British, and there's not much in the way of spiritual places. So, but it's not until you you go up further, like Guwahati or Delhi would be the main thing. And when we go to Delhi, I'm going to go and see the Taj Mahal, which I can't wait. I really can't wait. And this trip, okay, was told to me over 2 years ago by spirit. I've got to tell you this story because you'd understand what I'm going to say afterwards, okay? So I sat for spirit, or I was sitting for spirit, as I do quite a lot. And I had friends in front, and I was giving messages to these friends. And it was two hawks that came forward. And the information that Helen, my wife, gave me afterwards was a message from two hawks to me to say that I would get an invitation east. And I had to take this invitation. So, don't forget, this is 2 years ago. Okay? So, I have had many, many invitations to America, Australia, New Zealand, Canada. I've had many, okay? And yet, one of those trips is yet to take place. And it was one bright spark, and I should have realized, really, in America, when I was talking about this before, saying, actually, we're west of you, we're not east. So it was my very first show in Cardiff that I did, the Through the Veil tour. This lovely gentleman came to the door and said, I'm staying here in a hotel. Could I come to see this show? So we said, yes, please do. So he came back, and this would be Shimnoi. So there he was in the audience, sitting there, and I actually gave him a message, and then he asked them for a private reading the day after, which I gladly obliged. And then he said to me, we would talk more, and then I got an invitation then from Shimnoi to come to India, being east. So what I'm going to say here is that the spirit can work very slowly in what your pathway will be or what you will be doing. But you have to have the faith and belief that they are working on it and it will come to you, no matter how long it takes. 2 years I waited, okay, 2 years for this invitation. And it was an invitation worth waiting for. Patience. And I have to say this, my wife is like, well, when's this going to happen, or when's that going to happen, and I want to know now. And my reply is always, patience. Have patience. And it's not just me saying that, it's spirit giving it to me to give to her also. And she understands, she agrees. But it is, I'm in Mumbai, Missy Lady, I'm in Mumbai. But spirit do work for you. For the better, but it has to be right. The timing has to be right. The situation's got to be right. Everything needs to be in the right place. It's no good for them to work and do something half-heartedly when it could harm you or be wrong for you. It took 2 years to get here. And this is why I'm still in disbelief that I'm here. I know Shimnoi is probably next door. I think he may be listening. And he is such a gracious man. I know that I have found myself a very dear friend. So, but please, just think that you will be getting what you need. What you need, okay? And I say what you need. Not what you want, what you need. Put it out to them that you need something. And it will come to you, but don't expect it to be straight away. I know it works differently for like parking angels and stuff like that, but this is something big. This is something in your world, your environment. So it's great. I just want to say as well, just before I carry on, I'm not sure at the moment if I will be taking readings this evening, because it is now 2:53 in the morning here. So I am quite tired. And it seems to me, actually, actually, the people here are very patient, and but they work, they work, and they work, and I have to respect them for that. It's, you know, I'm staying here in a 5-star hotel, and it is amazing. It is absolutely amazing. So, obviously, you know, I'm here on my own, and I do miss my wife dearly, and I miss Isabella as well. So, and I can't wait to see them again. I really can't. And I know that at some stage Helen will be coming back with me to experience this. But Guwahati is in the Assam district, and so obviously you've got like Assam tea. So you've got the plantations and stuff like that. I'm hoping to go and see some of the plantations. That would be interesting. And there is a couple of spiritual places that we're going to go to. But, you know, it's, I also am very much like the Hinduism side of life here, I have to say. I like their belief. It's a belief that it's very close to what I believe in. I believe that we are all one. I believe that we are all brothers and sisters, and I believe that we all come from one place. And that's exactly what the Hinduism is about as well. So it's very, very, very close to it. And that's kind of a bit of an eye-opener for me in that respect. But we also have to remember that the Bible, the Quran, they are all part of the same story, if that makes any sense. But here, it's multilingual, it's all together, it's people blend and mix together, and there's no I'm better than you or anything like that. I don't feel that's like this here. I don't feel that here. Right, my wife has just messaged me saying, "Patience. I have been asking for our small holding for the last 6 years. How much more patient do I have to be?" Laugh out loud, okay? So, but it has to be at the right time, okay? It's got to be in place, and it's got to be the right time. And it's got to be every aspect of life. It's got to be the right time, okay? So, she makes me laugh. It is, Sarana, it is late here. So it is very late here. So I don't feel I am able to take callers at the moment. Okay, but it's 9:21 here in the evening. Actually, it's 9:21 where you are. Okay, and it's now 2:56 here a.m. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go and have a drink, clear my throat. I'm hoping the lovable producer has got a track ready, because I've been unable to do anything while I've been here on the internet, bar put my photographs on. So if we go to a bit of a track, I will come back. I might take questions about the experience here. Okay, so if that's okay, I'll speak to you in a couple of minutes.
When I get to lose it all, security just Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Well, there you go. What a great choice of music, Ken. Thank you very much. That was great. I really enjoyed that, and I know lots of other people enjoyed that track as well. I know somebody is on the line here who wants to come in. I think they might have a few questions to ask me. And it's the lovable, the very adorable Mike Davis. Are you there?
I am, Nick. And, well, you just said all the wonderful things about Mumbai. First things first, congratulations for being there and doing so well. You know, I have been following you.
Thank you.
I've been looking at those wonderful pictures. And... So tell me, Nick, a little bit more about how, because, you know, I worked in Norway, I've worked in Spain, I've worked in America. Is there a big difference in India, how they connect to spirit or the way they work with spirit than what we do?
I wouldn't say there was, actually. They seem to be channeling. So they bring through words, but they don't necessarily do the mediumship side of it. So they don't actually link to spirit in the way that we do, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, so it's kind of like they give the message and maybe not so much the contact, is it?
Yeah, but it's only certain people, from what I understand. I could be wrong here, but it's certain people that will give the messages. But they are very, obviously they're very much into all the other stuff. That goes on, all the Reiki channeling, all that sort of stuff. But for mediumship, it just seems to be that they don't really do that. So what I did is I gave it a demonstration of the mediumship.
Yeah.
You know, I passed on a message or a couple of messages, and then I showed them some. It was like a bit of a workshop. You know, when you do a workshop, I got them to interact with it all. So just to get them to understand it. And I think it was an eye-opener for me as well as them.
Yeah.
So, but it's great.
As I said, you know, when I was in America, you know, and I loved being in America, as you know. You know, my style of mediumship was so different to their style of mediumship. You know, not knocking anybody's styles, far from the word, but I find in different places we go, as I said, you know, even in... Spain and America and over in Norway, it's and the UK, to compare this all, the four countries there, it's totally different styles of mediumship, and that was what I was wondering. In India, it must be a different style again, you know. So, you know, isn't it wonderful how spiritualism has spread out and we all have different ways of working?
Oh, absolutely. I was doing with a client last night, and I gave him a reading, and so obviously I came up with lots of information, quite specific as well. And afterwards, we got talking about the mediumship. He said, "You know, we have people over here that do what you do." He said, "But they will always talk about your kids are, you know, messing you around, or work is not that good, or they will always pick up on the things that are always part of life or the normal." But from what I've seen, he said, what I've seen tonight or today is that you came out of specific stuff, you know, information that only I would know, and people around me would know as well. Do you understand?
Yeah, so you're given the evidence of life after death.
Yeah.
With the message of the everyday life that goes on with that as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and again, you know, in America it was like the message, you know, very much the same as India then, I suppose, because, you know, it was the message, and then you know, maybe giving a little bit of the context so that they would understand. Now, I know back here in Wales, because I know that you're from Wales, the same as me, Nick, you know, we kind of look for the communicator. We want the evidence of that, you know.
Yeah.
And I always remember a great mentor of mine who worked out in Sweden, and he was saying to me, Michael, when you start working in different countries, you'll have to learn different styles of mediumship. And I never understood it, Nick. I never did. And I thought, well, how is it different styles of mediumship? Where does the different styles of mediumship come from? Because, you know, if we are used to working in one way, and when I toured Spain back in 2009, it was an eye-opener for me, because it was a different style of mediumship. Because when he was in Sweden, the people said to him, and he was given, you know, I've got your mum that links you with us, blah, blah, blah. He's given this information. And some lady said to him, I don't care about my mum coming. I know my mum is there. I want to know about the higher energies. And he said before he knew it, he got taken over into trance and give their style of mediumship in their country. And I was like, wow, you know, that must be an amazing thing to do. But
yeah,
the touring different countries, you know, it's come quite apparent that, you know, we're not all the same. We do have different styles, and it's wonderful to see a different style of mediumship. And, you know, as I said earlier on, Nick, I take my hat off to you, because, you know, you're doing so well. You know, I'm so proud of you. I really am. You know, I'm bursting with pride, to be honest with you. And I think to myself, well done. And now you've understood. This thing has been in the back of my mind for such a long time, to understand different styles of mediumship.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's great. And in fact, so, I mean, over here, I mean, Shimnoy Sharma, the gentleman that I'm actually with and will be travelling around with me,
yeah,
he's like a CEO to many companies, like green recycling companies and so on. But he's also just spread his wings into television. So, because what his dream is to have a channel, a network on the big screen for positive living, positive affirmations, and positive TV. It's in the process. It's in production at the moment. He's actually shown me, if I could have remembered that, actually the website, I would have given it out, but I can't. Silly me. It's at the moment. It's all in Hindu, and so. What I've seen so far of it is amazing, because it's a channel where you can do meditations, you can do healing, you can do other stuff, and in fact I've spoken to him about this, about having a Western part of it where there is an English speaking section as well. Because it would then increase in size, but there's lots of things to do with like licensing and stuff like that. But he is a very open-minded and very spiritual man himself, which is great, and it's amazing to be over here, and that's what I can't get my head around, because I know I'm in the spiritual mecca of the world, and I'm here. It's amazing.
It is. You know, there's no feeling better than, you know, picking up on what you said earlier on, Nick, about being patient. And this message was given to you 2 years ago about that you'd be traveling east. Now, I remember, as you know, I've been a medium since I was 17, you know, working on the circuit since I was 17. And I remember being 23, and I remember as if it was yesterday. And I remember just going along to a church, and another medium was working, and she says to me, I can see you, Michael, being in America. And I laughed. I said, no, not for me. And she said, I can tell you, and she said, listen to what I'm saying, you will work in America. I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, that was like a long time later, but, you know, America was there. And thinking back on it, I could have went to America maybe when I was like 28, 27. So 10 years ago I could have done and worked in America. But isn't it amazing that it's given to you and you can laugh at it, you can do whatever you want to do. But like you say, you know, accept what's given to you and then give back, isn't it? You know, and patience. We always must be patient in everything.
That's right. In fact, that's something that came up in the workshop that I gave about the patience. And also, I was watching, they're very much into this Cryon over here. Cryon is an American thing where they channel through spirit. And I listened to what this guy was saying from spirit as well, saying that you have to be patient with us because we take our time to make sure things are right, which we know anyway. So it has to be the right time and place. So, but I still can't believe I'm here.
You know, there's no better feeling, is there? You know, that being there and doing your work for spirit, because, you know, that's exactly what we are. We are channels for spirit. And as I said, you know, I, for one, I'm bursting with pride for you because,
Thank you. You
know, I know of what this means to you. I know of how hard you have worked. Not just you on Mike Spirit FM, but outside of Mike Spirit FM, you have worked hard to take you to where you are now. And, you know, as I said, that's why I take my hat off to you, Nick. You've done well for yourself and done yourself proud. I really must say that.
Yes, that is true. Thank you. But it's I've also had the backing from a very, very loving wife as well. You know, and without Helen, I really wouldn't have been able to do half of what I've done. You know, and which is great, and that's the balance, isn't it? In a marriage, we give, and, you know, so.
Well, you know, just to pick up on there, Nick, you know, because as you know, me and Kelly came down to your house and with yourself and Helen just 3 weeks ago, and we were saying, you know, how nice it is to see of how you can bounce off each other and how comfortable you know, that you are with each other, you know. It's nice to see, especially in today's society, isn't it? You know, because, you know, people, they get together and they get married and divorced too quickly, you know, and it's like, oh, well, there's one gone, let's bring in another. Isn't it nice when you have someone that you can feel connected to, when you feel so much compassion, that you feel you'll do anything for them? It's like something inside of you, isn't it, that makes you tick. And I know that's what you feel with Helen, and you know, I know myself, there's no better feeling than having that person by the side of you, supporting you. Because, you know, if you have support of the people that's in your life, you know, that's all you really need. You know, it's not about financial or anything. You know, your money doesn't really matter. What matters is if you have the love, compassion, and a companion that's around you, that's with you every step of the way, that means more than anything that any financial thing could buy you. Because, you know, you can't buy that one word.
You can't.
Love.
You can't.
It's amazing, you know, and that's one thing that myself and Kerry saw between you and Helen is the compassion you had for each other. And, you know, the support that Helen gives you, you know, it's absolutely amazing. It really is.
Yeah, it's amazing what you just said, because it just makes me think of what happened, something that happened in the workshop. There was a really lovely guy, very happy, very jolly, in the workshop, and he didn't really love himself, or he didn't believe in the unconditional love.
Yeah.
You know? And so I was working on him during the afternoon, and he walked out a completely different person. He walked out feeling he'd had the unconditional love direct from spirit. And he walked out a completely different person, you know, and one with love in his heart for himself, as well as all those people. Not that he didn't love the people around him, not at all, but it was love for himself. And I thought, you know, if that was what was meant to be for just that, then that was a great achievement.
Mm. You know, Nick, just picking up on there, you know, we can go through life and be hurt, you know, and you know, I, for one, and I know, you know, I'm not going to spread any of anybody's business around, but, you know, I know I've experienced hurt, and I know that you've experienced hurt as well. And, you know, we kind of quickly can fall out of love with ourselves, can't we, because of the hurt.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's the sad thing, is to fall out of love within yourself. But, you know, it takes something or someone special to make you realize that, yes, I can love myself again, and I can allow myself to be loved again. Because, you know, that's the difficult thing. Not just to allow yourself to love yourself, is to allow yourself to be loved again. Because, you know, we kind of push so many things out of the way. We kind of, you know, just hold everything at arm's length because we are scared sometimes of history repeating itself. And when it does, it kind of sets you back even further. And then all of a sudden, something comes into our life. Like this gentleman that you're talking about that came into the workshop. You know, it probably wasn't the fact that, you know, that he never experienced love. It was probably the fact that he got hurt so many times that he probably put up a barrier.
Yeah.
To block that unconditional love. But when, you know, as you know, I'm a bricklayer, you know, and I kind of use my work sometimes in the terms of, you know, you take a brick by brick down and reveal what's inside yourself. And, you know, each and every one of us can glow deeply with inside ourselves because we emanate love. We are built of that word love. And, you know, if we can express that and feel that, then it will glow no matter what, isn't it? You know, but, you know, so what I'm saying, you know, to everyone that's listening, if you do have barriers, even if it's one day at a time, take one brick down, and day by day, you will learn, just like this gentleman that Nick is talking about, you will learn that you are able to give and to receive that beautiful word called love.
Yeah. And, you know, we've all got so much of it to give if we just accept it as well.
Of course.
So, but the funny thing was, everybody was saying, like, thank you for coming to India. And I'm like, I should be thanking you. No, really? So, but India is a massive place. It is a massive place. And I learned quite a lot yesterday because there's lots of different districts and areas and all these little towns and villages. And so it's quite an amazing place. So it's not like the UK at all.
Yeah. Well, it was a very similar, Nick, when I went to America, well, and Norway and Spain, you know, all of them. But, you know, in America, I was getting the same, you know, thank you so much for coming. And at the beginning, and I'm just wondering, did you do the same as what I did? I bowed my head and said to myself, what are you thanking me for? I'm just Mike, the medium, the bricklayer. Why are you thanking me with my head bowed?
Well, actually, there was after the workshop and after we'd I spent like about an hour, 2 hours with them afterwards, talking to them, saying goodbye. That me and Shimnoy then came back up to our rooms, and I said to him, "Thank you, Shimnoy. Thank you so much for this experience." And his words to me were, "Why are you thanking me? I should be thanking you." And I'm like, "No." No. I'm thanking you for this to happen.
Yeah.
You know, so it's mind-boggling, but I'm so grateful for the experience and the journey.
Most definitely, and you know, Nick, and I know that you haven't been there very long, you know, just a few days now, but just something for you to keep in mind because when. You know, everybody was thanking me for being in Florida and with my head down thinking, you don't need to thank me, I need to thank every one of you for coming to see me. You know, after a little while, I kind of lifted my head up and thought, well, actually, it's time for me to accept. Yes, I am in America, and it is thanks to certain people that have taken me there. But these people are thanking me because I'm able to share my tools, the tools of the gift that I have in spiritualism. I'm able to share them with people, not just in the UK, but in America and everywhere else that we travel. So Nick, a little something there for yourself to, you know, lift up your head and enjoy it because it's a time for you to show your, to give a demonstration of all of your mediumship, And instead of taking on that, I should be thanking you, I should be thanking you. Yes, I understand of being thankful, and you know, I'm so grateful for all the things that's been given to me. But, you know, it's time now for you to sit back and say, okay, I'm here in India. I'm loving being in India, but now I'm going to give India the best of the countries. And, you know, it's when I turned that corner and I said, I'm going to give the USA people the best of Mike Davis, then that's when I lifted my head up and thought, wow, I'm here to work, let's go and get it. And that's exactly what happened, you know?
Yeah. I've actually been in my hotel room all day today because I haven't been that well due to the really bad chest. And yesterday we went out and Shimnoy bought me a mobile phone so I could, you know, just carry it around with me in case of emergencies and stuff. And this phone is called a Samsung Guru, which I thought was quite funny. But I've had text messages today from people within that the workshop saying, I hear you're not feeling yourself today. We're going to send you healing. Is that okay? And I'm like, wow, thank you very much. You know, that's great. And in fact, I've got meetings tomorrow with some of the people that were in the workshop about further workshops later this year. So it's amazing. And I am forever grateful to Spirit and for all those around me that support me. So, and I'm going to be forever in Shimnoy's debt for the opportunity, because it was his invitation that has opened this doorway. And I will always be in his debt, if you understand what I mean.
Oh, Nick, you know, I definitely understand, you know, and, you know, I know it comes from the heart of when you say it, because, you know, I've said it to myself, not once, but three times now, as I said, with the Spain, America, and Norway. But, you know, the advice I'd give you right now is don't worry about the debt that you're in to your wonderful friend, Shimnoy, is this Shimnoy?
Shimnoy.
I'll get it right in a few.
So I get it wrong all the time.
Okay, well that's good, because I always get names wrong. But now you have to turn around and think, well, I'm going to give you back something, and I'm going to give you the best of Nick Humphries, and I know that the best of Nick Humphries will flow anyone, you know, and I know that you're just as good. If not better than anyone else out there, you know, because I understand your work, Nick. You know, I've had the pleasure of working with you live. I've had the pleasure of you in Studio One. I've had the pleasure of you on air many times. I know that the energy that you shine out is absolutely perfect. And I'm sure that the people in India are so grateful to have you and have your energy. You know, it's an amazing thing, and you have to enjoy every single second of it. But like I said, you go out there and give him the best of Nick Humphries, and, you know, give it to him good.
Yeah, I will do. I know that when we go to Guwahati, I'm going to be doing another workshop. And I think I'm going to be seeing a few of Shimnoy's friends to give, you know, small demonstrations. And then when we go to Delhi, I think we're going just to be sightseeing. I think go to some spiritual centres, go to the Taj Mahal, but it's everything, Mike. It's everything here is, because it's so different, but it's so alive. It's colourful, it's alive, and I have, you know, earlier on in the show I spoke about my like for the Hinduism, and yeah. I have to say it is actually very, very strong. And I know people said to me, I'm going to come back a different person from India, and I know I am. I'm not saying I'm going to turn into a Hindu, but my belief is very much, or their belief is very much like my belief. So, which has been a really big eye opener.
Yeah.
So, and I for that I love it. I think it's great.
Well, Nick, I know that. The minute that you hit British soil again, it wouldn't be long, maybe just like a week or just over a week, and you'd be leaving British soil again to travel to Norway with yourself. I think the wonderful thing that we can do here, because I know that people are enjoying and they do appreciate us talking about your journey that you have in there, maybe we can do maybe something on Mike Spirit FM, me and you, about our journeys, and particularly when we come back from Norway, and maybe, you know, people can get involved. And because, you know, there's lots of mediums out there that's traveled and, as we say, live the dream, because, you know, it is to me, I'm living my dream at the moment. I really am. And I know that you are. Maybe we can do maybe something, maybe on a Saturday, because as you know, that we, you know, we now have the Saturday free, which is wonderful in some ways, because we're able to do special things on Saturdays. And maybe one Saturday we can find a date that we can, you know, really share our experiences together live on air, and invite people to call in to share their experiences of how Spirit has worked with them, and how it's promoted them, and where it's taken them, and where the vision is to go. Because, you know, to me, it's all about setting yourself targets. When you, once you reach that target, you'll never be happy with that. No, I don't mean that being ungrateful about, because I've been somewhere. Always aim higher. Always aim somewhere different next time, and somewhere different, because, you know, the world is a big place, Nick, isn't it? You know, and I think if we can, you know, reach as many people with the gifts that we have, isn't it amazing that we can share that, particularly live on air? So maybe that's something for us to discuss on our, on your next aeroplane travel, Nick, and we can maybe do that.
Yeah, that sounds like a really good idea. Really good idea. What made me laugh yesterday was that it was mentioned that maybe I should be looking at buying an apartment over here. That's quite funny. So,
well, you never know, Nick. You know, India could be your second home. You know, I know I've got a second home in Spain, in Norway, and in Florida. And, you know, I'm giggling about that because I'm thinking, my gosh, how many second homes can I have? It's maybe my fourth home. By the time you go on to the three different countries that I worked in. But, you know, it's wonderful that we can embrace Spirit, embrace people, bring everyone together and enjoy the experiences. But, Nick, I know that, you know, as I've said, my only advice to you is now, you go out there and give them the best of Nick Humphries, and I know that everyone will be so pleased with you, so happy with the way that you conduct yourself and conduct yourself with the spirit world. It's like electrifying, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And that's the part, is to enjoy that electrifying part yourself, Nick. And I'm sure that next time we speak, that you will be saying to me, my gosh, Mike, it's been electrifying.
I've only been here for a few days, and it's just been electrifying anyway. You know, so...
Okay, well, maybe double electrifying.
Yeah, definitely. So, but there is this contrast here, and I have to say this as well, because even Shimnoi said to me, here we do have the rich and we have the poor. So I kind of thought about that, and I yesterday we drove through the largest slum in the world, but when I was being driven through it, I didn't see anybody complaining. I didn't see anybody that was unhappy. I saw people washing themselves in the street. I saw little businesses. I saw people selling stuff. And I thought to myself, if this is a slum, you know, okay, because they live in tin or corrugated iron houses or whatever it is they live in, it doesn't mean that they're not happy. You know, and I believe that these people are happy. You know, obviously, if they were offered a different station in life, they would probably take it. But they've accepted what they've got, and then they appreciate what they've got, and they work hard at what they've got as well.
Yeah.
And that's they're a very determined people, and I have full respect for all of them. You know, I have to say, even outside my hotel window, I can see part of the slum. And yesterday, it was a special day yesterday for India. They were lighting fires for a ceremony, but there was lots of kites being flown. as part of it. And when I looked at the slum, there were kids, there were adults running around on the top of the roofs, flying kites. And I thought it was amazing. You know, it was so free. You know, it was so, but also elegant as well. And they were happy. And I also like the fact that I can walk down the street here or get in a cab, and I can see kids and adults playing cricket because I'm a cricket man. You know, it's great to see that. But to see it with your own eyes is an experience, and one that I will take with me for many years. So I've got to say, Mike, I do love it here.
Most definitely, Nick, and I'm sure that, you know, when you return to India, you know, the experience will be just as amazing as this one has been, you know, and I know that, you know, you'll just grow from strength to strength with this.
Yeah, thank you. So, I know I've got meetings tomorrow, I've got people to see tomorrow, and I'm thoroughly looking forward to it, just the experience that this has given me, and I will forever be grateful to the spirit world for the opportunity. So, but I know we're coming to the end of my show here, Mike.
Well, Nick, you've got to look at it this way as well. You know, the spirit world has chosen you to be their mind.
Yeah, but I don't, you know, I don't want people to see it as egotistical.
That's not egotistical, Nick, is it? You know, if the spirit world has chosen you as the channel to be in India, to give your wonderful work, that's not egotistical. You know, as I said, you just go out there and give them the best of Nick Humphries as the spirit world intended. Otherwise, they wouldn't have chosen you.
Yeah. That is very true, and but I will always be forever grateful. But Mike, I'm coming to the end of my 1 hour special, and I thank you very much for coming on and asking the questions you did about India.
Yeah.
I will keep everybody posted on Facebook with more photos when I take some photos. I thank everybody for listening this evening, and I do apologise that it's an hour, but it is 3:33 here in the morning. I do need to get some more beauty sleep. So from India, from Mumbai, from the bottom of my heart, to everybody, with lots of love, thank you very much for joining, and good evening.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for international medium Nick Humphries, or visit his website www.nick-humphries.com. Love and light to you all.